Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another live edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Glad that you have joined us on this warm, hot, sticky, muggy, let me see what other adjectives I can use. Whew. April 30th, 2012. I am your host, founder, CEO of Private Officer International. And we are really excited to be on the air with you tonight. We had a great week last week, a great awards program on Wednesday, April the 25th. I hope that you joined us along with thousands of others. We really had a great response. And it was our privilege and honor, really, to involve and award and recognize so many deserving private security personnel, not only here in the U.S., but really from around the world. And we had thousands of people join us, literally, and still listening by demand today. We just checked to see how many listened in the last, since over the weekend. And hundreds have, and we're very excited about that. We had a great lineup. We had folks live and those listening. We had quite a show. Around 73 private security personnel in all received awards, many heroic deeds, many brave young men and women out there doing the job, protecting, serving, you know, and risking their life, and people just don't realize that. There are many others still deserving to be winners, to be recognized, and it doesn't have to be for any major event. They don't have to, you know, rescue the world. They don't have to shoot them up with a bank robber. They don't have to catch a murderer, even though we had a number of folks do that over the last year. But if you're an owner of a company, whatever type of company it might be, if you're a supervisor, a manager, if you are in the position to recognize your employee for a job well done, for going above and beyond, even if it's only someone who is dedicated, loyal, someone who is, you know, timely, on time always, someone that you can depend on, that person needs a pat on the back, and you need to recognize them because that is what keeps people around. About a year ago or less, we did a survey, and we really wanted to know what would you want from your company? Would you want benefits, money, respect, you know, recognition? What would you want? And of course, people wanted benefits. Of course, they wanted more money because they're not paid adequately. But you know, the number one resounding answer from all of the respondents, hundreds, they said recognition and respect. Don't shut me down. Don't shut me off because I recommend, because I say something. Don't overlook my experience. Don't overlook my accomplishments, my education, just because I'm not a manager, just because I'm not in a position. And we need to understand that. We really need to understand that as employers, regardless of the type of business you're in, to make sure that you adequately recognize, that you honor, respect your employees. Most people don't realize, but their company's biggest asset is their employee. We have another company, a chaplain service, and that's one of our models. Your company's biggest asset is not the properties you own. It's not the money that you have in the bank. It's not all the other doodads that your company has. Your biggest asset is your employees, because unless you're a one-man band, unless you're a mom-and-pop operation, you depend on employees to keep your shop running, to keep your business going, even when you're not there. And without them, no one would be making those widgets. No one would be making those sales calls. No one would be responding to those fire calls. No one would be providing your security service. You would be out of business. So just remember that in the future. While we're on the air, if you'd like to email us, you can always do that by sending us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. We always are willing for you to submit your local news, any training events, happenings in your area. Also, you can send us any type of email regarding announcements, even on, I don't know, weddings. We've had a number of those, anniversaries. We definitely want to hear about anyone who's been awarded, promoted, recognized, and we will get that information out to our listeners. I was going to say members, but we have a lot of people, non-members, listening as well. We'll definitely get the information out, and if it's something really like a promotion, an award, a recognition, not only will we broadcast it out, but we'll put it out in our news blogs. We'll put it out in our email blast. We'll get people to know about this. And if you're interested, a lot of people don't know this either. If you're interested and you have something coming up, or you're trying to sell a product or a service, we can help you do it, because we do allow advertisement, although limited, on our website and on our radio shows. So just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, and someone will contact you about that. Also, as I say each week on our programs, you can always follow us 24/7. We don't mind. We have big guns. Now, you can follow us on the web simply by going to our main website at www.privateofficer.com, www.privateofficer.com. You can link there to our Facebook, our Twitter, our own personal forums, our news blog, everything that is happening. And, you know, that is the easiest way to do it. We have a lot of followers on Facebook and Twitter. If you're not there, you need to sign up, because we dispatch our information out via those social networks almost as quickly as we do our news blog. And, of course, if you're not signed up for our breaking news, do it today, because that is our chief way, our main way of distribution of information and news. A lot of people think it's just, you know, we just send out lots of news. No, we send out lots of information. We send out lots of heads up, warnings, different things happening, events. That is our main communication avenue, because we have so many people located in so many places and we can't get them together at one time. And so this is the best avenue for us. So sign up for breaking news at our website at www.privateofficer.com. We're also looking, as we often do, for guests to be on our radio show. And, you know, if you have a specific topic, if you have something in mind that you would like to share with our listeners, we'll be glad to have you on. Send me an email at radio@privateofficer.com. Give me a little synopsis of what it is that you're trying to cover, so that I can research it a little bit and be able to talk a little bit more intelligently on the subject if I'm not familiar with it. And we will get you lined up to be on the show. We've got a number of great guests coming up. We are almost into the summer months, believe it or not, although spring, wasn't around very long. We had a short spring, but during the summer months, we have a little less activity on the radio programs. We do have a few weeks where we take a little, trip, but we'll try to schedule you in before that and around that. So make sure that you send us your information at radio@privateofficer.com. Our radio shows are always available on demand 24/7. They don't get erased. They used to, but they don't any longer. They are in our library, cataloged for you and waiting for you, and you can listen. Many people take it and put it in their iPod or some other recording device, and they take it when they're traveling, jogging, or just hanging out. And sometimes that's really a good way to do it. We told you last Monday night that we are in the process starting May 1st. That's tomorrow. Wow, the year is going by. We are in a four-month-long branding of Private Officer International. We have a lot of various media organizations that we will be working with, and we have several that is contingent on a number of things that we hope to be able to work with them as well. But we have folks who are interested in helping us to grow. And you may have noticed in one of the email blasts this weekend that we did a little coverage for Police Magazine. That's a great magazine, and right now they have a great price, just $20, $20 for the year. Some of us already subscribed. We encourage you to do that. We're not getting a commission. We don't get any kickback, but it's a great magazine, good topics, good content, and it's something that you should consider, subscribing to, and support their effort. There's a lot of good training information in there as well. But we're also going to be networking with LE Shooters and with Facebook and several other regional media outlets so that we can really get our name out there. And, if you're interested in holding an event, maybe at your local sporting goods location. We recently had someone do that and set up a little table at their hometown area. It worked out pretty well. Or if you are interested in possibly going out to an event, maybe I know that we're talking here about going to some of the local shooting events throughout the country, send me an email and we'll get together and help you to work it out. We have lots of people interested in helping us, and it's just a matter of being able to network with them and get it all together and get on the same page. And if you're interested, this is the right time for you because we introduced the IMA, the Independent Marketing Associate, last week. We actually had a conference call. Not too many people showed up. A little disappointed about that, but nevertheless, don't fear. We're going to be holding another one coming up this week, and I'll be telling you about that momentarily. But we have a great commission structure and a great financial plan for you if you are looking for some part-time or full-time income. Well, let me just go ahead and tell you now. The Independent Marketing Associate can really make some income because we are going to train you not only to sell memberships, but also to go out and tackle all of the services and products and training that POI offers and our other companies that are involved with us to be able to market their products, including advertising for magazine and radio spots. And This is going to be a great opportunity for you, whether you're looking for a part-time or a full-time position. Join us coming up again this week. We do want you to RSVP so that we know how many people are going to be there. But join us this week, Thursday evening, May the 3rd, 7:30 p.m. Phone number is area code 712-432-0800. 712-432-0800. The PIN number is 843-081. Now, we're going to be sending out an email about this, so if you didn't write it down, don't worry about it. But just to give you a heads up, we are serious about recruiting IMAs, independent marketing associates, and about expanding all of our services. And if you are interested in making a little jingle, actually quite a bit of jingle if you're good at it, then you definitely want to be on this call. We're actually going to be recruiting folks through a number of methods and really getting a sales marketing team going. So we're pretty excited about that. Before we go to the first break, I do want to tell you that last year we talked about a new plan for us to bring training and recruitment to your area and to assist your business. And we're bringing back the STARS program. We have a number of locations now involved in this, the Strategic Training and Recruitment Site, STARS. And basically what it is that we'll guarantee setting up several training events in your office, your facility, several regional events, market them, bring people in. We'll help you in your business, whether it be some marketing assistance or you need, other assistance with your personal business, HR, legal, whatever. We'll help you with that situation, and you'll help us in the recruitment area, and together we'll develop a chapter, and we'll have a great nucleus in your regional area, and that's what we're setting up, STARS, Strategic Training and Recruitment Sites. If you're interested in finding out more information, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We do have a lot of breaking news to get to, and tonight, later on in the program, we're going to be talking about when it all hits the fan. When it. We all know what it is. When it all hits the fan. We'll be right back.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Slow down.
And move over.
When you see light, best.
Or reflective. Please, give us some room. Slow down
and move over.
We look out for you.
So look out for us.
Please.
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 Slow down
and move over.
It's the law.
It's the law.
It's the law.
We want to welcome you back live here on the Private Officer Radio Network. As I was saying, we have we're bringing back the new STARS, Strategic Training and Recruitment Sites. Again, I want to explain a little bit more about this. This is a cooperative between your business and POI, basically getting us a little space in your office, your business location, so that we can schedule training events, which will be free to you and your people, so that we can help you in your business, grow your business, and so that we can have a location, a regional outreach location, a flagship location to help to recruit, set up chapters, and operate our benevolent services. So again, if you're interested, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. About a week and a half ago, maybe 10 days ago, a security officer, maybe a week ago, a security officer in College Station, Texas, who was working at a Walmart store, stopped a shoplifter. Just another shoplifting apprehension. But the man pulled a gun in the middle of the store. The security officer, loss prevention agent, and another loss prevention agent struggled with the man. They finally got the weapon away from him, but he pulled a large knife and began to advance toward them. And the security officer, who was an Iraq war hero, a veteran of the armed forces, fired, killing the shoplifter. This is a extremely difficult situation. It is one that most people, especially untrained people, would not have the wherewithal, would not know what to do. They may freak out. They may not react correctly and lose their life. But this soldier, thankfully, because of his background, had only been back a short time, was able to save his life and his partner's life by pulling the trigger. There's been a number of these incidents recently at Walmart and at Target. Walmart says they did not ask the man, the security agent, to quit. They didn't threaten him in any way, supposedly. But over the weekend, the security agent resigned, having been to Iraq, having seen the violence, at least on one tour, maybe several. I didn't delve into his past very deep, but he'd seen the violence, and I guess he just decided that it was not for him. He didn't want to be involved in this life and death situation. Now, tonight, in our training area, we're going to be talking about when it all hits the fan. We often talk about officer safety, but unless you've experienced a situation that is volatile, dangerous, a matter of life and death, you probably don't understand what we're talking about. You probably, you know, it's like anything else. We hear it and we move on. Hopefully tonight the information that we give in this two-part series will resonate with you and will stay with you and help you should you ever face those type of situations. Okay, in the breaking news tonight, one of these situations, again, I'll use this later in the training as an example, but in Houston, Texas, a security officer who was taking a break, he was stationed at a game room. In the overnight hours, he was taking a break to smoke, walked outside around 3 a.m., was on the corner of the building just standing there minding his own business, wasn't approaching anyone, wasn't challenging anyone, wasn't out to do anything to anyone, when he was attacked by three armed robbers. They beat him. He was armed, and he did pull his weapon and exchange gunfire, but somewhere in the whole fiasco, They were able to get his weapon from him. Houston police detectives say they don't believe that the robbers were out to rob the game room. They don't believe that they were out to do anything except one thing, and that was to get the guard's gun. A similar incident last week in Dallas, a security officer working at an apartment complex had his weapon taken from him. And again, police there said that he was targeted only for his weapon. They did not steal his wallet, his cash, or any other personal belongings. We're going to be talking about these examples in our training tonight when it all hits the fan. Four security officers were stabbed over the weekend. We're seeing a lot more stabbings for some reason than shootings. We have a training that we do about edged weapons. Very important that you realize that just because the man does not have a gun, just because the suspect is not armed with a weapon, a handgun that you can see, doesn't mean he's not armed. Knives are used by many violent offenders, many gangsters, many parolees, many people who've been to prison because they know it's quicker, it's easier, it's silent, it's unexpected. I can get close to you without alarming you because you're not seeing any gun in my hand. But I can pull a knife, a switchblade, a box cutter quickly. In fact, experts will tell you that a man armed with a knife can cross in front of you quicker, even from 15, 20 feet away, than you can pull your sidearm and shoot him. Annapolis, Maryland, this weekend, a security officer working at an Elks Lodge was involved in a confrontation. Numerous people were involved. Not a lot of details. Police say that two men and the security officer were stabbed several times. They were taken to a local trauma center in serious but stable condition. The security officer, from what we understand, was trying to break up this fight when he was attacked as well. Police are looking for two nondescript black males, no information on their vehicle, and the investigation continues. Also in New York City, a security officer trying to detain a man suspected in a mugging was repeatedly stabbed in the back, torso, and arms. Police detectives from NYPD say the security officer lost a lot of blood and is listed in serious condition. Philadelphia, two Home Depot loss prevention agents were stabbed a number of times as they attempted to detain two men who were fleeing with a shopping cart load of copper wire. One security agent was stabbed in the side and in the back, while the second received a puncture wound. Police spokesperson said that officers are searching for two black males. They do have video of the robbery and other information on a possible vehicle used in the escape. One security officer was released from the hospital, but the second one remains listed in stable but serious condition. It's important to note, people, that in any situation, and these are some of the reasons why I'm reiterating tonight this training, when it all hits the fan, officer safety. But in any situation, you have to assume the suspect is armed, and you have to be prepared for it. It may not be a gun. It may be a car. It may be a knife. It may be a club. We don't know. But tonight, we'll talk about that here in a few minutes. Also in the news tonight, a new burglary tool, or a technique, I should say, being used in the Atlanta Metro and several other cities and states. Burglars are using a pressurized CO2 can. Police believe it could be nitrous oxide or something of that nature, CO2. And they are applying it to the locks in the car doors which they believe once it's frozen, it weakens the metal and it makes it a lot easier to hit it one time and knock the lock out. Police have seen it in several states when they've been called to investigate vehicle burglaries. So this is a new technique. I have not heard of it. Maybe it's something from the back in the 50s or 70s. I have not heard of this technique. Obviously, it's quieter way to burglarize a vehicle, especially in a densely populated area such as apartments. You know, most people just throw a brick through the window and be done with it. But burglars are smart, and they're always sharpening their techniques and their tools, and criminals are not always as stupid as one might think. They study. They watch TV. They check out YouTube. They educate themselves, and some of them are smarter than we give them credit for. If only they were applying their intelligence to legitimate businesses, they could probably be millionaires. We have noticed in the last year or so that it was, for several years, considered the most dangerous type and form of security out there, and that was nightclubs. But that's changed, actually. In the last 18 months, the number one deadliest position, the one that's the most violent and where most assaults are taking place, retail security. Although LP agents are not dying left and right, they are being stabbed, run down, and shot, and facing armed confrontations numerous times throughout the day. Nightclubs are number two. Residential is number three. Apartments, housing complexes, condominiums, hotels, things of that nature. And number four is armored car security. Something that we need to think about. We really do. We're also very excited about telling you tonight about a brand new, we told you about this a few months back, but we are partnering with a company who has emergency transponders. And just in a few weeks, we will be rolling these out as part of a new program to keep security personnel safe. The national company has a transponder. When you hit the button, it's very much like I've fallen and I can't get up type situation. It sends a GPS alert to the call center, and they immediately have your location. It works inside a building, outside a building, on a mountain, in a valley. It doesn't matter. They have excellent coverage, and they will either notify police, contact you via two-way voice to see what the issue is, or get emergency responders to you immediately. Now, some people might say, well, I don't need that. I got a cell phone. But when you're in the middle of an emergency, when you're in the middle of trying to defend yourself, when you're in the middle of trying to do CPR on a person, when you're in the midst of trying to save yourself, you don't have time to be talking to the police. And the police, unlike your home phone, they don't have 911 enhanced cell phones in most areas. They're not going to know where you're at. They may know a general area. They can ping the tower to, you know, within a few blocks. But this service will allow you to press a button and immediately have access to an emergency communications office. And they will know where you're at via GPS and send police. You can also type in your profile information whenever you change a post. You can actually put in there where you're located. I'm in building C in the back lot, 1318 Main, on My Town, USA. That way they'll know specifically where to send emergency personnel. It's a very cool system. We have partnered with them. We are very happy, and we'll be announcing more about them in 2 weeks from today. And like I've been saying for a number of months, we are really connecting with a lot of different great companies, businesses, and resources. We are growing, And if you're not already a member, we encourage you to be a member. Join up today while you know, this is an opportunity of a lifetime to have an organization such as ours and for us to be as diversified and such cutting-edge services, products, training. I really think that you need to look us up if you're not already a member. Go to our website at www.privateofficer.com. We have a lot of great stuff coming up. We are very, very, very excited about this year. Last year was great, but this year is better. We have a new product, a new service that we are going to be announcing in about 2 weeks also. It is designed for users of security, investigative, and alarm services, training academies. We're going to help them to connect to legitimate, licensed, insured companies, and you as the provider will have an opportunity free of charge, free of cost to you, to get new business immediately in your area and to grow your business. And we're going to tell you more about that in 2 weeks. I'm very excited about this program, and it's going to help you, the business owner, and definitely the end user, the client. And we'll be telling you more about that coming up. If you are interested in having a chapter in your location and you haven't contacted us, please do send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com, adminassist@privateofficer.com. We're going to take one more quick break. I got a couple of birthdays that we want to announce and a few other things. And then we're going to get right down to our training.
HirePatriots.com is a free website where you can help our active, reserve, veteran military and their families by letting them help you. Do you have a chore that needs doing around your home or yard? Is your company looking for a new hire? Then post your jobs for free at HirePatriots.com. Visit HirePatriots.com and post your jobs today. HirePatriots.com.
We are taking it to the street. If you haven't already heard, if you haven't seen the signs, if you didn't read the emails, we are taking it to the street. Private Officer International and all of our associates worldwide, we are on a 4-month campaign to kick butt and take names, and we're going to be out there strong. Be looking for us on the internet. Be looking for us on various radio shows. We're going to have some publicity. Later this week, we're going to be sending out an email about how you can get your business in the news free of charge to get free PR to advance your company and your services. We're also going to be talking about how to be involved in our overall advertising campaign to, again, get recognition for not only POI but also for your company. So we'll be sending out information, and we'll be doing a conference call. Be looking forward to that. Over the next 4 months, we are taking it to the streets. Well, happy birthday this week to Martin Lungston, 67, in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Kevin Coleman, 40, in Newport News, Virginia. Cindy St. Elman in Carrington, West Virginia. Michael Doors, 55. Notice Cindy didn't give us her age. Wonder why. Michael Doors, 55, in Wayman, Texas, and Lewis Reardon, he is 60 years young, in San Francisco, working private security and enjoying it, he says. And you have to enjoy something. You really do. And to do a good job, you have to enjoy it. We are very happy tonight and excited about all of the cool stuff. I don't know how else to explain it or to describe it. We've got some really cool stuff happening at POI. We will be kicking off a great online magazine. It's actually more like a TV magazine, TV show magazine combination. We've got some great people working on that. We have great services. We have partnered up with, you know, some great organizations. This transponder communication company, you know, this is going to be a lifesaver. Even if it just saves one life, we're excited for it. We have partnered up with Police Magazine, law enforcement, shooting organizations, and a number of others who believe in what we do. We just spoke with last week a law enforcement trainer, a highly decorated law enforcement officer, an experienced trainer who goes nationally training LEOs, law enforcement officers, and he has asked to be part of our training and what we do because he knows, being out in the field, what security officers go through. So we will be adding him to our training events, and we have several others also who are law enforcement trainers interested, and we're just thrilled about that. Next week, want to give you a heads up, next Monday we're going to be talking a little bit more about women in security and about what we're doing, and also about several other programs that we have been working on, including our committees. If you are, you know, interested in our committees, in our benevolent services, no, we haven't forgotten about it. We're just very busy, and we really need for you to come together and help us out. So we will be talking and doing a conference call next week and getting some things rolled out this coming month. All right, tonight, for a few moments, in part one, we are going to be talking about when it all hits the fan. You know, and I'm sure that you understand what it is. You know, we are living in a day and time, a day and age, when we have a lot going on. People say that crime is down. They say that violence is down, and we're living in a kinder, more loving area. We're living in a better day, a safer time. At least that's what the authorities say. But the truth and the reality isn't quite that way, and I won't go into how statistics are really, for lack of better wording, fraudulently recorded. They can be manipulated in any way that the agency or person wants them to be. But tonight we want to talk about the reoccurring facts in this business that we're in, that we as private security officers are facing very challenging times, and clients and employers are asking us continuously to do more for less and with less. And this is really putting officers' lives and safety in jeopardy nationwide and internationally every minute of every day. As I've said many times, what is happening here, the pay, the benefits, the assaults, you know, the killings, this is actually happening in many countries. India, Canada are two of the ones that, you know, we get a lot of news out of, a lot of, you know, officers being killed there. Africa, just all over around the globe. It is not uncommon for security officers. In fact, it is routine for security officers to be put into dangerous locations alone, undertrained, unarmed, and unprepared for what might await them. And even when you're armed, even when you're trained to the armed level, as this security officer was in Houston at 3 a.m. this morning, not last year, not 6 months ago, not 10 years ago, this morning, standing outside for a smoke break, minding his own business, leaning up against the building. Three armed, dangerous thugs have been scoping him out, watching, waiting for the right moment. Do you really think for one moment that these thugs just happened to be in that parking lot at the very moment that the security guard came out for a break? Do you really think that they just happened to be walking down the street and said, oh, there's a guy over there, I think we'll go rob him? Possibly, but not hardly. Security officers are frequently involved in confrontations, gun battles, knifings, assaults, being run down by vehicles, and even thrown out of windows and down flights of stairs. In this two-part series that we're calling When It All Hits the Fan, we're going to be talking about officer safety. We're going to be discussing safety tips, assessment, using command presence, communications, body language, and a whole lot more, because we want to keep you safe. I can't be there with you. We can't send our personnel out there in every community to train you the way that you really need to be, but we can do it, hopefully, a little bit via the radio show. In today's world, you don't really have to even be actively involved in your role as a security officer to be hurt, robbed, or killed. You see, you got to understand that culprits, thugs, are always looking for the path of least resistance. They're always looking, always scoping out. Their heads are always bobbing one way or the other for the next prey, looking for the weak, just like in the animal kingdom. When I was growing up, my father was a big fan of National Geographic and all the shows about wildlife, and you know, as a kid, of course, we're sitting there watching it. It was interesting. But the animals, the lions, the tigers, the bigger, tougher, stronger animals, always were looking, aware of their surroundings, of their situation, and always looking for the next meal. You got to understand that people are always sizing you up. You don't even know it. Don't even have to be, you know, in the middle of anything. It's just the way people are. I'm well aware that because I live in a nice neighborhood or take a walk in a park on the better side of town, that things aren't always as they seem, and things can go wrong any place. People are always watching, looking, sizing you up like a hawk when you least expect it, swooping down for the next meal. The security officer in Houston, 3 a.m. this morning, minding his own business, when out of nowhere, he said, three armed thugs. Not only did they rob him, but they beat him. He was involved in a shootout. He was armed and luckily got a few shots off, but he said they tried to shoot him twice in the head and missed. Twice in the head. Minding his own business, not doing a thing, not looking for trouble. But trouble came.
Police say 27-year-old James Angelo, a security guard here at Mercy Hospital, gunned down outside the back of the building near the doctor's parking lot just after 4 a.m.
5 shots in a row, I think. Just bang, 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 bang.
Police say Angelo was on a break, likely taking cover from the brain, when he encountered two men on foot.
Witnesses described individuals first coming down the street, down the one-way section of Winter Street, and had some type of engagement with our victim. And then as the victim was going back into the hospital, multiple shots were fired.
Angelo was treated at Mercy's emergency room, but then rushed to Maine Medical Center's trauma unit, where he died. Fellow co-workers shocked and saddened today as word spread quickly. The victim was well-known and well-liked.
Wonderful guy. He always smiled at you. He was right at the front door, always, to meet you. He was so young, and it's a waste. Sad.
What makes this even harder, say co-workers, Angelo's mother also works at the hospital on the housekeeping staff. Joe Laughlin also said, because he says he knew the family well, helped them move into their Parkside apartment when they moved to Maine from Sudan 13 years ago. Laughlin ordering half a dozen detectives to scour the neighborhood to find the two men who witnesses saw running from the scene. As for
a very similar situation, a security officer at a hospital in a small city, Portland, Maine, population about 60,000, low crime rate, in the parking lot on a cigarette smoke break, hanging out, keeping dry from the rain. He was approached by two men, got involved in a confrontation, and as he tried to walk back into the hospital, 5 shots rang out, and he was hit numerous times and killed right there in the back lot of the hospital in cold blood. We have a very serious disconnect in this society between life and death. People actually don't really value life much at all. The younger generation, it's a proven fact, statistically. Under 25 is a very dangerous segment of our population. Young people, they think it's a game. They don't really put too much, you know, value in life itself. They don't really understand, or they don't want to understand the seriousness of violence. Whether you're wearing a uniform or not, but if you are, it's a lot more dangerous. That's why we need to consider our actions. We need to think about what it is that we say to people, how we approach people, how we talk to people, how do we respond. We need to know where we're at. We need to be able to assess the scene and take everything into consideration, our surroundings completely. We need to let our senses lead and guide us in everything that we do when we're on duty before making any kind of response or taking any kind of action. We need to have an awareness of what's going on around us. And in part one tonight, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about knowing our surroundings. Part two, we'll be talking about responding, assessing, and communicating. Very quickly, 5 things that you need to know tonight. You need to know when you're out. 5 things. There's really 8. We're going to give you 5. Number one, where are we? What's the address? You need to know where you are to get the help to you in case something should happen. Where is this post located? Is it a violent area? Has there been shootings and robberies in this area? Am I in a dangerous, drug-infected area? We don't know. If we don't know, that could harm us because our heightened alert won't be there. We won't have a sense of urgency or security. We'll let our guard down. Number two, what else is around us? If we're at a small warehouse sandwiched in between hotspots, nightclubs, gang territories, or other areas that might bring in bad people to our property, we need to understand that. We need to be able to prepare for a higher risk situation, even though we might have no situations on our property. It may be cool as a cucumber, but because of our surroundings, there may be gunfire, there may be people running into our property, there may be violence on the street in front of us that will spill over. A lot of times we are involved in things because they have spilled over on our property. Unless you are completely gated off, surrounded by chain link fence, lock people out, it's going to happen. So Where are you and what else is around you? Number three, how many doors, gates, and access points to the property? Are they secure, alarmed? Do they have cameras on them? Are they unlocked and open? A situation a few years ago, a very senseless, terrible, tragic situation. A security officer was beat down in a gatehouse on a commercial property. He ran. He was able to get away from his attackers and ran toward the back of the property. But what he didn't know, he knew there was a gate back there. He knew there was an access point that he could get out of. But what he didn't know was it was locked every night at 5 p.m. before he came on shift by the staff, the personnel of the client. He didn't make any rounds. He wasn't aware of his situation. He should have been more alert. But they were, you know, his attackers were able to catch him and corner him and beat him half to death. Know your surroundings. Are there exits? How do I get out of here if something happens? Are there fire doors? Are there alarms? Are there gates? Know the access points to the property. Number four, are there any portable communications? Are there any two-way radios? Do I have any backup coming? Are there any safety devices? Are there any transponders? Are there any panic buttons? How do I get help if something really happens? Is there any backup? Is anyone listening? Does anyone even know I'm even here? Unfortunately, in our business, many times they don't. We're there all alone at all hours of the day and night, every weekend, holiday. People don't know that you're there. And if something tragic was to happen, if something, even an emergency, a medical emergency, how would you get help? Don't depend on your cell phone because cell phones don't always work. That's why I'm so excited about this new emergency transponder that we are partnering up with the company, and we're going to be telling you more about that. We're going to bring you the rest of this next week, but officer safety, knowing your surrounding, assessing the danger, communications, being alert is what it's all about in this job that we have chosen to do. Join me next week, next Monday, for part two, and Wednesday for the LP Zone. Thanks for being with us tonight on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Remember, be safe, be blessed, and we will see you back here on the radio on Wednesday. Thank you.